Good evening all. I was thinking at the beginning of Mass, isn't it wonderful to see two ends of the generation serving Mass together? You know, Keith, the veteran of many, many years, you know, going back to when Moses was a lad. And then you've got little Alfie there coming up as the new generation. It's lovely to see. The visit of the Magi is one of those incidents in the Gospel which, of course, is full of mystery and full of mysticism. It's symbolic, I think, of the striving after truth, which always involves sacrifice of time and effort and even danger sometimes as well. You know, I imagine that the faith of the Magi was put to the test often through those long nights and long days in the desert. You know, they had the ever-present threat of robbers, I suppose, muggers. And then again, the trickery of King Herod, you know, tried to trick them into revealing where they were going and let me know so that I can go and do him homage. Nothing of the sort, of course. But they stuck to it. They were motivated by, and excited, I guess, you know, by the hope of what they'd find at the end. And when they got to the end, they came an even greater surprise with what they found. What they found was a poor young couple, their baby wrapped in torn strips of rags to keep warm, sleeping, would you believe it, in a trough meant for feeding cattle. And only with God's grace were they able to recognize that this was the new king that they had traveled all that way, you know, to pay homage to. And when we look at their story, I suppose there are many different routes to Christ, and God is full of surprises. You never know where you're going to be led, really, and what's going to be at the end of it. What we think we're looking for is often revealed in unexpected ways and in unexpected places, and very often by unexpected people. And then, you know, it's time to trust him, to rely on what he's doing. I'm sure, you know, the wise men may have thought that their calculations were wrong at first when they landed at the stable, you know, and he wasn't in the palace where they expected to find him. And I think if they'd known that a poor child of working class parents lay at the end of their journey, they may never have started out in the first place. However, it only took a very short time after they'd gone inside the stable to realize that God had led them to witness the dawning of mankind's greatness. Through them, Christ was being shown forth as Savior to the whole world, not just to an isolated people in a very small part of the world. And so, like the Magi, we have to be led along a little at a time, I suppose, because we're probably not strong enough to cope with all that God wants to give us all at one go. And that's why Jesus, you know, when he was revealing the truth of who he is, that he is the Son of God, he did it very slowly. You know, he taught in parables. He led the apostles and the people on bit by bit, revealing more about himself very gently. And human nature being what it is, I suppose if we knew all the answers before we started our journey of faith, we may never have set out, because we'd say we know it all, we know what's going to happen anyway. So we too need to be motivated to discover more. And as it is, I think we're very like the Magi. We're journeying through life searching for Christ, being put off sometimes, you know, having our faith shaken, but never ever losing that hope of finding him both in this life and of course for eternity. So like faith and charity, hope is a virtue, and it's given to us by God precisely to motivate us to persevere in the faith, you know, to weather the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and like the Magi, to find Christ at the end of our journey, and then the most wonderful thing of all, to share eternity with him forever. What a great journey we're all on, really, and hopefully, you know, when we get there.